Across the country, from Georgia here to Arizona, Republican lawmakers have spent the months after the presidential election introducing bills critics say make voting harder and more complicated. They've justified these proposals as a way to restore confidence in the state's election process. But as KJZZ's Ben Giles reports in part one of a three-part series we'll hear this week on the fight over Arizona voting bills, some of those same lawmakers contributed to that erosion in confidence.
In early March, as Arizona lawmakers debated another round of election bills, Sonny Borelli said he'd had enough of accusations that he and other Republican senators were out to suppress votes or disproportionately harm minority voters. According to Borelli, all they're trying to do is fix elections by popular demand.
We get thousands of emails on this subject, and we're supposed to ignore that? Our citizens are screaming for this. They want it fixed. They want to make sure that their vote counts.
Democrats have referred to this idea, that something needs fixing, as part of the big lie. It originated with former President Donald Trump. Even before November, Trump had already claimed the only way he could lose was if the election was rigged. Democrats say that idea, that falsehood, has been spread not just by Trump, but by the very lawmakers now citing unease about election results to pass new voting laws. Here's Democratic Senator Martin Quezada in January.
The reason why there's doubt out there about our elections right now is because of uncorroborated claims, misinformation, and flat-out lies that have been told over and over again about this last election, from the president's office all the way down to this very body.
Borelli's own tweets are a prime example. For days and weeks after November 3rd, he repeatedly shared stop-the-steal claims of fraud. At one point, he tweeted the fix was in and called for a recount or a new election. Borelli and some of his fellow Republican lawmakers put those opinions on full display at the end of November when they played host to Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, for a so-called legislative hearing about Arizona's election. Giuliani and those who testified aired a wide variety of errant claims and grievances about the election, like how voting machines were connected to the internet, they weren't, and how signatures on mailed ballots weren't verified, they were. Giuliani at one point declared that 5 million illegal immigrants reside in Arizona. For context, that would account for more than two-thirds of the state's entire population. Giuliani then claimed, without evidence, that many of those immigrants simply must have voted. Rather than set the record straight, Republicans like Representative Leo Biasucci, Borelli's seatmate, described the testimony as validating.
I, like so many other millions of Americans, we knew something was wrong, right? We knew something was off with this election. We didn't know what, but it didn't feel right.
State Representative Mark Finchem, who later went to Washington, D.C. to oppose Congress's affirmation of Joe Biden's victory, was more explicit.
It's exceedingly hard for me to place a label on what we've heard other than racketeering. Good old-fashioned mobster racketeering. But on a grand scale.
Weeks later, in January, Borelli gave an interview published by the Prescott E-News, reinforcing his claim that fraud wasn't just a possibility, but a foregone conclusion.
I mean, we know that there's election fraud all over the place. It's always been going on. There's stuffed ballot boxes in other states. I mean, this is nothing new.
Borelli then hinted at the wave of legislation to come now that lawmakers had returned to the Arizona Capitol.
This is why the legislature meets. We find a problem, we fix it, and we see if we can solve it legislatively. And have a law put in place, that's what we do.
Fast forward to March, when Borelli was on the Senate floor stating his constituents are screaming to fix problems he spent months claiming exist. Back in January, while voting against a handful of election bills in a Senate committee, Quezada said there's a better way to deal with that mistrust.
Instead, we should be telling these people our elections are good. Our elections are fine. They're working. The system we have in place works.
Quezada said passing bills based on people's mistrust in the elections won't resolve people's doubts. If anything, it'll exacerbate the problem by reinforcing conspiracies about the election that have long since been disproven. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.